truth.
On the miles with that yak hard yesterday, Skip. I be on these miles of hen dog, and now y'all got problems with me. Let me celebrate.
I heard that.
Man, I'm about to listen to that one. I'm going to add that to my Liquor House playlist.
You got a Liquor House playlist?
Yeah.
Man, shut up.
For real, man. I got like 20 songs on there.
It seemed like that'll be good, like, to like clean up too, get you a little shot.
Yeah. That Liquor House music, yeah, it's good cleaning up music and just shit. Sometimes when I'm down, Liquor House music bring me up.
Wait, what?
What's your song? What's your go-to Liquor House song?
Oh, I love me some King George. But
not King George.
let me see. I would probably listen to Keep On Rolling. It's gonna keep on rolling.
That is that shit.
That is.
Y'all some country ass niggas. Y'all some country.
You never heard that song?
But when he say, "Thank God life gonna keep on going," I said, "Ain't that right, brother?"
I don't particularly like Liquor House music, but I stomach it if it's on.
It's not like nothing.
I like a lot of shit.
Damn, it's a bold claim.
A lot of shit. I don't like Liquor House music, man. But I understand its purpose.
What are the niggas from New Edition doing Liquor House music now, I heard?
Johnny Gill?
Nah. Is it Ronnie Bell?
I think it's Ronnie.
Yeah.
Ronnie should do something. Ronnie has never done anything but sing back up for New Edition and dance back up for Bill.
All right, nigga, watch out.
Yeah, they about to be on your ass in the comments.
Ronnie did drop an album.
that shit went double bronze.
Double wood.
Double wood. Fuck out of here.
All these niggas bought it.
If they bought it. You know how your niggas do.
Uh-huh. I got you on the 5 next week, man.
That girl that's been stalking you forever, she bought that shit.
Definitely. I love your song, Ronnie.
Yo.
That's about me.
Your stalker give you the most support, bro.
Yeah, man. Women gonna hold you down when you don't like them.
Like, damn, nigga. If I could be somebody.
The girl you in love with. I don't know why you still doing that music.
I know, right? And wonder why you cheating on her with the other girl. All right, man. A little bit of inspiration. I like this. Let's go.
Oh, yeah, I was going to use that.
They have more sound intelligence, more color intelligence. So somebody from the country would put purple with yellow. You say they dress like they're from the country because they saw flowers growing like that. You see? So we were more in tune with that, but we lost our color intelligence, smell intelligence, touch intelligence when we moved in the city.
Sneaking
into. Mm-hmm. You see, we just brought in because we were processors of products. That's all we were trained to do, process products, whether it was in the coal mines or whether it was with automobile companies. That's all. So the other skills they didn't need, so they don't need that stuff. But so we lost our attunement, our relationship with everything. Every disease has a smell. That's just simple.
Yeah. Every
disease has a smell.
What chlamydia smell like, my boy?
Fish. People with diabetes, their urine's gonna smell sweet.
They
have a smell. Every disease has a smell. Cancer has a smell. This is what you were in tune with before we got away from nature. You said, oh, that smells like a rat. That smells like a bird. We knew the smells of animals, but we lost our smell intelligence when we moved in the city. Because you can tell where a herd of what you call deer are nesting at, because they nest in the woods, but you can smell them. See, I'm getting close to some deer. I better, because you step on one of them, all of them come at you. So we had all these intelligence. I'm saying this is not a foreign thing. It's just that we've been trained to process products, cotton, sugarcane, cars, tires, coal.
Well, he getting to it, man. Happy man. Monday, y'all. Let's go.
Happy. I can't smell a deer.
I was about to say. Now it's a bonfire. That shit whooped my nose ass.
Happy Monday, happy Monday, happy Monday, happy
yes,
Monday.
Man. Yeah. The fame did it, turned the feds to Dame Lilith, cause the trail dead. Dash of cinnamon over the rocks, it look like quail eggs. Killer flows, oh here it goes, just like what Kale said. No walking pole in a pole in a pole star, it's a Kale Tech. New Balance mules, just know I overtax just like mechanics do. No lab stones, every piece I got organic cubes. My vegetarian just sent Van Gogh organic news. No click hopping to get shit rocking. I got a static crew, my jit had 10 bodies for 21. He a savage dude, put out bags like like it's trash. They in NY and watch the cash accrue. Those ain't Rolex diamonds, what you done to that? Your brick must been stamped to June, and some of this and some of that. They really never trap, they lie on O's like a thundercat. Let the log state, I've been chopping trees like
happy
a lumberjack.
Promise wake it up out there,
we about to go get to it. With that. Everything about money is funny, ain't no fun in rap. Labels just perpetuating death, you need a gun to rap. Spoil beings, no
shout
cool
out to BVG, man.
Gun to trap, no team effort.
That video so crazy. Catches.
Niggas cause dud us back. All that plug talk make guns. They gotta plug his back. I mean, if you really gotta cracking cars, then just say that, brother. It's 30 large. Get off my line or just pay that, brother. Phone taps like saving Glover. Hope we say each other's location of government. I'ma eat till it's gluttonous for real. It's like they lollipop gill, cause they don't suck a shit. Can't neglect money and power or get enough of it. Pockets getting buff, rims spinning like bufferage. Your bitch wanna fuck, not for the bucks, just for the fuck of it.
Happy Monday, everybody. It's your boy Jumpman Jones. You're not live inside episode 301 of the Kickin' Shit Podcast.
301. Episode 305. Gotta do it from Miami.
Remind me to play some like Trick Daddy or some shit. Behind the camera is tonight we got Chocolate Delight, the Woman King. We got D, the homie. How's it going back there? I'm gonna start it off wrong.
It's
my bad.
It's good.
Let me get my rhythm, man. Let me get my rhythm. Mm-hmm. To my right, man, we got the funny, the talented, my boy Jails, aka Jelly. Put him on the bread till he's fed. Young Picasso, your mother, flood pucking super. It's James D. Jellyfish, man. What's going on, my brother?
Sandy. What's going on?
To my left, man, we got Orgy King.
He lying.
No, you lying. Nigga.
He lying like you hell. Lying. He lying.
Nigga lying. Nah, you are lying though. Like about things.
Oh yeah, for sure.
Yeah. All right. To my left, man, is my boy, is my partner, is my dog.
Can't keep it 100.
It's Mr. Can't keep it 100. Mr. Jukebox Johnny, aka Crown Daddy, aka that's Crown Poppy, all the El Himador Poppy, the Avion down, the Terramana God, the Milagro Ho, Mr. Still Your Girl. Give her right back because she got hammer toe. Mr. I Got Three Jobs, man. It's Mr.
Don't blame me for being sexually shamed.
Are you on the radio? It's Mr. Jukebox Johnny.
If you don't keep it 100, how much you keep it?
I say probably about 93. Just like some good ground beef, 93.7, nigga.
Good premium.
Yeah, that's still good beef.
You keep it 93.
Yes.
There's still some bullshit up in there, though.
7%, but they ain't going to kill you.
All right, man. Shout out to everybody who listened to the last episode of the podcast. Thank you. Appreciate you joining us. If you're joining us this week, you can find us every week on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, SoundCloud, and iHeartRadio. We're also on YouTube. You can watch us there. Like, subscribe, comment. Other than that, man, how are you guys doing? How's everything going?
Hey, things going good, man. Things is going real good. You heard me?
All right. James, man, how you doing over there?
Oh, you asking me? Good to hear.
D, you good back there?
All is good.
All right, D, I gave you the run of the show so you can keep up with me as I go.
I'll try.
All right. We're going to start in pop culture this week since everybody good. Let's get straight to it, man. Kanye West. Kanye West is venturing into porn now. He's connected with Vixen Media Group. People think this is a move that is about to change the porn industry forever. Vixen Media Group is the top porn company. So, TMZ reported on this. I think I got that off TMZ.
Shit, wow.
But Yeezy Porn, man. Are we game for Yeezy Porn? Are we ready to beat our meat to Yeezy Porn?
Don't nobody want to see Kanye big ass back?
Right.
The fuck?
You think he going to be in the video?
Man.
It's Kanye. The most self-centered person in the world.
I'll be in that bitch with them socks on.
Oh, I ordered the socks. Did I tell y'all I ordered the socks?
Why? We can't wait to see him.
Oh, I'm about to kill you with the socks, bro.
Please don't.
I'm outside. So, this I wonder, summer. Is this like he? I'm sure he knew this was coming, right? So, has his wife's outfits been kind
like
of marketing
us up for it?
Yeah.
This what Yeezy porn go look like? Big titty white women.
Mm. Oh, you know there's gonna be some big titty white women.
As long as the free version is available on Pornhub or X Videos or wherever. I'm going to watch a couple.
Nah, Kanye going to make a bag.
Man, I was about to say, ain't no way your ass is getting some free, easy porn, nigga.
Somebody gonna rip it. Nah, give me like five.
You at least gonna pay five.
Yeah, gonna rip it. Yeah, you might get the samples.
Yeah, let me get the samples. Damn. I just need, bro. Who need more than a sample? You know what I mean?
All right. Well,
you need more than a sample.
I'm just saying. You know.
Nah, we don't need nothing, man. We need to be practicing healthy masturbation, but that's for another topic.
What? First of all, how you gonna bring some shit up like that and talk about it for another?
What's
topic?
Healthy masturbation?
How you masturbate?
Healthy masturbation is when you're not watching porn. Are you fan and you ain't fantasizing? You just worried about your own pleasure.
So it's almost all right, like
next time,
yeah. So it's like you just in tune with yourself, pretty much.
Right, right, okay. Right.
Hell no, nigga.
I need some beauty Dior or something.
You really touching yourself?
Okay.
Healthy masturbation, bro. I'm telling you, that's gonna be the new wave next year, bro.
That shit sounds stupid.
All them niggas that's, you know, spiritually into themselves, they're going to be talking about that shit.
Bro, you should be
mark
watching.
My words. Healthy masturbation 2025.
You should be looking at some kind of female genitalia while you're jacking off, bro. No, ain't no way in hell you talk about you dry humping out here, bro. This man shooting dry shots.
Yeah, I wouldn't expect someone like you to even know what healthy masturbation is.
You damn right.
I mean, I understand, but
give me the unhealthy.
Yeah, give me the unhealthy.
Fuck that.
I get it though. Give me my porn sample.
Give me the goddamn cholesterol in my porn.
Matter of fact, now that I think about it, man, I jack off to nothing but samples. It'd be the 5-minute clips of like Brazzers and shit.
Now I need at least a 9-minute video when I'm going
I
in.
I do.
What you need, a storyline?
Yes, yes.
I like this.
Yeah.
That nigga like to hear the song.
Like you need to have in. Like
I need the build up.
You need the build up of,
but
like
the sample is the bit. They show you the intro.
The sample be jumping from scene to scene too much.
He need dialogue.
I need to see how you got from point A to B to C to D.
I feel that.
Why she's sleeping with the pool boy.
Right. If that's part of the deal, I need to see it all.
I
need to see it all.
I can relate.
Bruh.
I need to see it all.
Nigga jacking his dick to a story.
Next, they're going to have audiobook.
Once upon a time.
The audiobook going to go crazy.
Kingdom away from home. The elf was born.
Your book gonna go crazy.
Honestly, you don't touch yourself in the beginning though.
Right.
If we
what?
Go, yeah, you don't touch yourself until like,
right.
Me personally, I don't touch myself until the insertion happens.
Man, fuck that.
So
if I'm watching porn, I'm already hopped up, ready to go.
I'll wait till it get good. Then
but
I'm
that's prime.
Like, nah, go ahead.
That's the foreplay. Like, you don't touch it till it starts.
Hell
no. I feel you. Hey, we all got our ways, but like I said, I'll wait till it get good, then I'm like,
You ain't shit. All
right, I'm not alone
like,
in my style.
Now it's time.
That's when you lock the door.
Watching the damn story.
That's when you lock the door. All right, man. Since we on sex, man. Tank says this about the R&B guys. Hold on. Come on now, Sam. Hold on.
You listen. The art of lovemaking is gone. Like, if you listen to your like the album that you and Jay Valentine did, and that song
about
Slow,
R&B.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You have had to have made love in order to truly appreciate that record.
Mm-hmm.
You sitting on my face, that's my type of view.
Come on,
talk to him, Charlamagne.
God damn it.
He's serious.
It's a
no skip.
You have to be, listen, men, I want to say this. I want to put this out there. And I'm gonna say this way, and then we'll fix it up later.
Mm-hmm.
You have to fall back in love with pussy.
Mm-hmm.
You have to fall back in love with the idea. Now let's clean it up of making love to a woman.
Talk that talk.
No, you're right. Talk that talk. I'm listening.
Right.
And doing it
at a high
that's right. level.
That's right. That's right.
You have listen.
That's right.
Sport. Nah, that nigga right though.
You have
man.
To study a woman.
Give him a couple more seconds.
You have to ask questions. You have to learn her body in order to do this thing the right way.
That's right.
One key doesn't start every car.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. You gotta be curious about that
that's
thing.
Right. That's right.
That's right.
Right? And outside of the curiosity, you have to have an affair. affinity for it. Right. You got to have a love for
it. You got
to
enjoy it.
Sit it on my face.
Yes.
That's my point
of view.
My type of
view.
Oh,
my goodness. Yes. Right. Huh? Can I swim in your ocean?
Can I swim in your ocean?
Come on now.
You better.
Come right. on now. I'm scuba diving. Let's go.
I love this shit.
Yes. Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes. Don't do it to finish. Do it because you love it.
Listen. Listen, my wife would tell you. Just eat it and beat it.
Eat and beat it. All right, bro. Y'all get the gist. Yeah. Y'all get the gist.
That nigga preaching,
nigga,
man.
Said, what key don't start no car? That's funny, because a rose will start that motherfucker. I tell you that.
The rose.
I tell you that.
Is that one key, though?
That is one.
That's an auto start.
I saw some shit on Instagram. Somebody, they were selling the rose at Goodwill. I don't think the people at Goodwill knew what it. I don't think the people at Goodwill knew what it was, because they put it over there in like the craft section.
Yeah. They probably donated that shit by accident.
Bro, that is disgusting.
Yeah, hey, a goddamn rose.
Tank was spitting though. But you know what I was thinking about the other day? It's like, it's been so long since I listened to a song and thought of another person. Like, I used to listen to R&B, and I could put a woman like that, or a relationship in my mind, and match it up to that song. But it's been a while since I've like listened to some R&B and like matched somebody else, like thought of someone.
It takes a special kind of artist to do it. And I think mainstream wise, we don't get those artists. Like, I don't listen to the radio much anymore, so I don't know who comes on it. But I can say that R&B exists, but the most of the mainstream R&B that we do love, like the SZAs and the Summer Walkers, just naming women. Let me name some men. You got Brent Faiyaz. You got these guys who are, you got P&D, you got Division, and their music, it don't make you think of nobody. It is toxic, and it don't really make you want to like fall in love. It don't have that, what Tank talking about. Like, the last time I heard even good slow music was probably that Tank album. Like, that Tank album was last time I heard some like real one of the last times I heard some good R&B was the album he dropped. I think it was last year, the year before last.
I thought Twin was a good song. Twin.
Yeah, that's a radio song.
I mean, yeah, it's a good song. I tried to drive it more towards the men in R&B. I think the women still do a good
job. Yeah, the women
job.
Are, because I kind of roll back my statement now, because I remember Snow Allegra last album, I kind of had that feeling.
Even though Twin was about another woman.
Sounds like it is.
It definitely was.
Hey, man, I don't discriminate here, man. If you're in love with a woman, that's fine with me.
You know.
She said she didn't write that about a woman.
Oh, well.
That's what she said, but the internet is saying that she did.
The smell of your perfume?
Maybe a man wrote the song for her, and she just didn't change the lyrics.
I don't know.
It's maybe a good song, though.
But, I mean,
no,
right.
Jermaine Dupri wrote that song, right?
Jermaine Dupri can't write nothing like that.
What are you talking about? Jermaine Dupri can't write nothing like that. That nigga that wrote some of the greatest hits of all time.
That is one of the greatest hits of this
Usher,
year.
Usher, Mariah Carey.
You saying names. I said, what songs he write?
He wrote those. Like, he did those albums. He wrote all of Confessions, most of it.
Oh, for real?
Most of that is him.
I ain't know that.
Most of Butterfly.
Emancipation of Me.
Yeah, that's it. Emancipation of Me. Most of that is him. Damn, what else?
Don't do my nigga Monica.
Yeah. Jermaine Dupri, Brian Michael Cox, and...
Oh, ain't nothing nigga was like that with the P.
Who wrote Twin, man? Was that Jermaine Dupri?
Jermaine Dupri, alongside Brian Michael Cox.
I hate that song.
Brian Michael Cox.
People love that song.
Too.
I hate that damn song.
Twin.
But, back to what you were saying, man. Yeah.
And Jordan XL, sorry. I don't want to forget him.
Yeah, back to what you were saying.
Yeah, man.
I think the women do a good job. I just think the men is few far in between when it comes to them writing
good
songs.
Come on, fellas, we gotta get back in our bag, fall in love again.
Niggas not in love though. I think
that's true.
That's what I said. I think R&B mimics the times that we live in.
I was about to say, man, this is a hard time we living in. We could barely stand in front of each other, let alone talk about some love.
And I think the R&B we got now is real. Like, I think it's realer than the R&B our parents grew up on, because when you go back to our parents' time, like, that was good music, and they might have loved those women, but they was like scandalous men too. They were
definitely
just different in their
scandal.
Shout
out to the Ozzy Brothers. Good God.
Oh, yeah.
They'd kill some shit.
I was about to say, I think this is one time in history that we're noticing something that's big, but we're not paying attention to it, and that's people are getting further and further away from each other. You know what I'm saying? And I'm not just saying that because I went through something.
Nah, man.
They really are. Like,
I blame social media.
Yeah, man. It's getting crazy out here, bro.
So, It's interesting that you all say that. So I just shared something that kind of talks about this topic or talks about love when it comes to men versus women. I know we've had those conversations, but I like how he stated it.
Men love more authentically than women.
Huh?
And this is what I mean by that.
You said, say that again.
I said, I think men love more authentically than women. And this is why.
I can agree, but go ahead.
Women are in love with love.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And because of that, I think you guys are wired to stick anybody in that spot. You can make him fit. You guys are socialized from little girls to fall in love with the process, the pageantry of love, the courting phase and the dates and the, you know what I'm saying? He put his hand on my thigh and we walked down the aisle and all that stuff. Mm-hmm. On the flip side, when a man figures out that realizes that he's in love, that's not a happy experience. He like, I damn. Because that is a responsibility. Now, because again, our two jobs are provide and protect. Mm-hmm. I love her means that I'm willing to die for her. That's not part of your responsibility.
Right.
Right. So we're not going to be as flippant or as, generous with that love. Plus, we're not socialized to fall in love with the whole process and shit like that. Men love more.
That's what's up, bro. Nigga about to make me cry out here.
Nah, when you said that to me, man, I got what he was saying, man. I agree with his opinion about what he was saying about love. But I don't think, like I said, today's time with just discussions like that, which is a healthy discussion, then you got all the internet chatter. I think the R&B music just reflects the internet chatter. Like, it ain't that niggas ain't in love with pussy, but all the songs, including the R&B, is about finding the girl, getting the girl, beating her guts crazy, and then pushing her to the side and going to get money. It's like, even the women's rap, like, when you look at women rap, it's about finding a nigga, taking his money, fucking him and sucking him and leaving him. Nobody's making love.
Shout out to Glorilla.
Nobody's. I know love is not rare because people still get married. 50% of people still get married. So it's not rare. But media is powerful.
Let the internet tell it. It's horrible.
Right.
It's,
like I'm saying, media is powerful. So with social media in our hand and TV and internet, and it's like,
right,
what they push to us will make us believe it don't exist.
Too. If the algorithm see that you keep following this toxic male hate or toxic female hate, it's going to keep feeding it to you.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, like I said, what they feed to us will make you think it don't exist. But, I mean, it still exists. So, I mean, it's just not captured. It's music. Music is like a time capsule of what's happening now.
I got you. Yeah, so, you're right. Yeah,
there was a civil
rights era with music where everybody was fighting the power. Mm-hmm. So yeah, it's definitely a reflection of time.
That's all I had on that though.
Shout out to Tank, man.
Shout out to Tank. And I'm gonna listen to that deluxe edition. I don't listen to too many deluxe editions, but I'm gonna listen to that. Amanda Seals was on Club Shay Shay this week, man. Did y'all see the interview?
Man, everybody seen that.
What y'all think?
It was okay till they started talking about like her childhood and Shannon put in his two cents on her experience, and then he forgot that she was there to give her experience and she had to remind that nigga. Like, yeah, you asked me for my experience, right? And nigga, like, damn, you know what I'm saying? But outside of that, I thought it was all right.
Not
the best one.
You think he was wrong in that by asking or interjecting in there, like, you know, hey, here's another way to think about what happened to you?
Well, what I feel like what he was trying to do was trying to make her situation not seem as big as it was, but it was to her.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I mean, sometimes as men, we can push people, I guess. I don't know if he was trying to get like a wrong answer or an aha moment or something like that. But I think he pushed too hard. Like, she was just trying to explain her experience and he didn't really give her a chance to do that. Like, he was just saying he was being combative at that moment. She was just telling him like the teacher was racist or whatever the situation was at the time. So, I don't know. I felt like it was good until that point.
After that point, it was
kind of weird after that because it's just like, damn, that shit happened. And it's just like,
that was kind of like the biggest blunt of the interview right there. Like,
you feel like that messed up the vibe of the...
I felt like that messed up the vibe. Because when she did like this...
Okay, yeah, you watched it. Y'all watched it. I listened to it.
Yeah, when she did like this, I already know. Like, usually when a woman does this, the conversation's... out. Yeah, the conversation's not going the way she wants it.
I mean, so, I felt like it picked up after that. I felt like they did have that little bit of tension at that spot. I mean... I'm on Shannon's side a little bit because I feel like I'm that type of person too. I'm always going to say, did you consider this? I'm not saying that what she's saying is false, but I'm just asking, did you go straight for this? Did she go straight for his racist, or did she consider maybe they are just kids? But that, I don't think he was trying to, I mean, people said he was trying to make her situation, you know, what she experienced, not what she experienced. I guess like a form of gaslighting a little bit.
Yeah.
But I don't agree.
I gotta agree with Shannon though, because I'm from that same country he from.
Africa?
Nah. Okay. and he's right. Usually when it comes to checking an adult, nigga, you better do that shit under your breath, because nigga, you can't. Yeah. Usually, I mean, yeah, it's never been a point where you could check an adult as a kid, bro. I've never grew up like that. Like, but still though, that doesn't push away from her point what she was trying to.
And then she asked him, is that sound racist to you? And then he gave his response.
Well, that was this, okay, and if I heard this wrong, I heard this wrong. That was after the teacher thing. She was given another experience and then said, does that sound racist? When she talking about the kids?
Yeah.
Then she asked him. But she did that to be an asshole.
Yeah.
I want to go back to the teacher thing, which I don't really think was the big precipice of the whole interview. I do think it was a point of the interview that made it kind of like, what's going on here?
Because
she got mad defensive. I didn't hear it that way. I heard her talking, and then I heard him interject. I don't know his point for interjecting, because like you said, you did ask her to start her story, so she starts her story. So I guess he was interjecting to get some banter. Now, Shannon Sharp, if I'm mistaken, he's in his 50s.
Yeah.
I think so,
somewhere. He is from Texas. He's from the country in Texas. He grew up in a shack, right?
Damn.
Yeah.
So if anybody knows about firsthand racism, would be somebody that old from that time period who where states still weren't fully desegregated. So he was poor. One of the things she wanted to point out to Shannon was, I'm a scholar of race. So if you're a scholar of race, you're trained to see racism in the light that a person like somebody else wouldn't see it. I know I've had conversations with you sometimes. I'd be like, bro, that shit racist. You're like, man, you ain't even think about it like that.
Right.
So what I'm saying that is, she's trained to see the racism that nobody can see, because sometimes things are ingrained in us from the things we watch and the way we're programmed and wired as American citizens. We just by nature can be prejudiced and racist and don't even realize it. So when Shannon is speaking to her and interjecting, she is telling him that it's racist because she's educated enough to know that I'm probably being handled this way back then because my teacher was white and I was a black student. But that doesn't negate what Shannon is saying and what you're saying. I'm from that same South. It didn't matter if I was black or white. If I'm correcting an adult, I'm going to get treated the same. Now, me being a black student correcting a white teacher might have some extra oomph on it, but I'm still going to get treated the same way as a white kid when it comes to correcting an adult. Like, you don't, like, you gotta know your place in society.
Yeah.
And then when she talked about her background, her household, then you kind of see she was given the freedom to speak as a child in her household. Not every kid get that freedom to say, Mom, that ain't right. Dad, that ain't right. Or challenge their parents. We don't start challenging our parents to our teenage years. So you challenging people young. So you kind of, her view on things was a little bit different. I'm just, so when it came to that, I didn't see Shannon trying to be like combative. I felt like she was being combative, honestly. But I felt like she also made the point that, hey, you asked me, I'm telling you. So, and apparently since she's deeming this to be a racist act, she's also probably sensitive about it.
Right.
So I guess when he interjected, I feel like he didn't mean no harm, but he caused harm because she's triggered by that happening later on in life.
Because she's already feeling like she hasn't, in that moment, she was not listened to or she was struggling to be heard.
Yeah. And so she already feels that way.
She's trying to explain something, so then you're proving like now you're not listening.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But in the defense of Shannon, that is his interviewing style. of interjecting, creating the banner, steering the conversation to curate, you know, not just sound bites, but more conversation outside of the strategic interview questions. Mm-hmm. That is just how he interviews. And so it was one of those things where, yeah, you sat down with this person, you sat down on his platform to have a conversation, and you may have had to correct it. And I understand how she took it sensitively. You know, she may have been sensitive to it. She could have took it as disrespect. But it was one of those things where I don't care for this automatically building a narrative around Shannon Sharp being dense or he's not smart enough or whatever, whatever. I don't think any part of this interview states that he's dumber than Amanda Seales or she's smarter. They are both who they are. That man is successful in his own realm just as much as she's successful in her own realm. I think, like you said, she was triggered by having to recall a situation that bothered her. And with him simply asking a question, it came off as he was challenging what her perception was or where her perspective was about the situation. And that it just kind of spiraled. But I too think, similar to James, that it was kind of a spot where the vibe changed a little bit. I didn't watch it. I did listen to it. Mm-hmm. But I think, although it carried forward, there was kind of a shift.
Did y'all like her before this interview? Or did y'all... Because I know some people don't like her at all.
I mean,
they've heard bad things.
Nothing. I guess it changed a little bit for me. I guess it took her... To me, I felt like she warmed up as the interview went on. Mm-hmm. And they kind of started to understand each other. That's why they were shaking hands and hugging and stuff in between the interview. Mm-hmm. But I kind of, her personality, I don't really get along with people like that because I always feel like they always feel like someone's coming for them. Mm-hmm. When that's not the case. But, I mean, I've met people like that before, where they just always feel like you can make a joke or something and you could just be playing, but they're going to take it serious.
It turns into a dissertation.
Yeah. Yeah. And they're going to read you about a whole bunch of stuff and why what you're saying is wrong. It's like, bro, I was just joking. First of all, I know if I was serious, I could see why it would be wrong, but I'm just joking.
Yeah, I feel that.
Oh, you waiting on me?
Yeah. Did you?
Oh. Nah, I've been accused of that though. I've been accused of somebody joking and I took it the wrong way, but it was just under a certain circumstance. I had to tell you about it later. But it was cool. I don't know. It's just, you have to be, because sometimes you could tell a joke and somebody, it might be offensive to that person.
Right.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Well, so it.
Let me expand one time. Like,
Hold on. I want him to answer the other question. Did you already have a preconceived notion about Amanda before the interview?
Oh, I knew. I found her out through...
Insecure?
Yes. That's where I first figured out who she was. Like,
right.
Like her acting skills or whatever. I didn't really know her before that.
Okay, so this helped paint a better picture of who
she
was.
Yeah, yeah. All right.
But even with when she explained the insecure situation, I just don't understand, like, why are you always in the middle of something? Like, why are you always the one that's getting...
I think her personality is just really, really big. Like, she wears that. Like, she gonna wear that.
I got you. I mean, I guess I understand that part, but I just don't... You can't, like... I don't know. Somebody said it in a comment, and it made sense. It was like, if you keep smelling shit, look at your own shoe.
But what... Yeah. I guess, what about her story about the insecure situation implements her as the person that was...
But why is it always her? Like, why is she always someone has it out for her in every one of those situations?
I don't... So, do you feel like she painted the picture? And when you listen to the interview, did you get that, I'm Amanda, I'm a victim? That's how... is that how you were hearing the story?
Yeah, okay. Like, a lot of times, like, maybe you do have a bad attitude. If you're telling me four different stories, and each story people are saying that they don't fuck with you because of your attitude.
And I guess I didn't hear it that way. I heard her just telling a story. Like, she was saying, this is what happened. And as she said what was happening, I kind of was like, oh, okay. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, like with the DJ, with the interview thing with the DJ, you know what I'm saying? Like, I didn't feel like she was being a victim for getting kicked off the show. She said what happened. And just from what she was saying,
it sounded like the dude had control issues. She was trying to elevate, and he didn't want her to elevate. He wanted to elevate himself, and he didn't want anything going through that radio station without his approval, and he had it out for her. Now, why he had it out for her, I couldn't get that from the story. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
But what I did get from the story was a lot about him, but it didn't make her look like, A, none of those stories made her look like a victim. They just were stories where I could see her side, kind of.
Right.
Like,
well, she also is telling the story from her perspective. I was about to
say, that's how she painted it.
Yeah, like, you know what I'm saying? Let's talk to these other people. Let's talk to Issa Rae's assistant. Let's talk to the guy from her school that she said threatened to get her, trying to ruin her career.
Let's talk to
the DJ. You know, like, I don't know.
I put it to you like this. When she tells the Issa story, she talks about how the story that was printed, first of all, the story she told was the same as I heard it before, because this is not the first time this story got told. That story been told before, and she said it the exact same way. When she tells the Issa story, when she starts off with the Emmys party, her going to the Emmys party, I don't feel like somebody who people don't like has four people that say, you should be in this party, let me try to get you in. Because if I'm passing the nigga,
that's again her story.
Yes. This is all we have, though. Right, we don't have anything else. So if, just according to her story, if that's the case, then if I have at least four people that fuck with me trying to get me in, it just sounds weird that, you know what I'm saying, like, this one person don't like you to the point where they sick. Like, what did you do to the point where they suck? They sit men guards to get you out of a party where you gonna come to the party and shoot the bitch up? Because if you're not that much of a threat, if you're not a violent threat to a party, then outside of my ego, why am I having you removed in that manner?
Mm.
So it says a lot of, that story has some type of truth to it, and I would love to hear the other side, but the one truth we can't deny is a woman sent tight end size niggas to get rid of a 5'4" girl at a party when she really could have just said, you know what, fuck it, she here, let's rock.
Yeah, she probably could have
said
that.
Her name is on the list. You know what I'm saying?
But I got to hear the other side of the story. When it's always a situation and that person's in the middle of it, it's something else going on.
Even if she's the trouble, that's not the result she should get. Like,
that's true. That's
let's
true.
Say Amanda is the problem.
Yeah,
let's just say that. I'm not sick and them niggas on you.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you not that much of a problem. You don't got no guns on you. You coming to the problem party, it's probably a huge party. You'll be over there, I'll be over here, I'm good. Fuck it. She got it.
No, man. Girl, I like this bitch up.
And then, hey, that's an even better news story. But then when she goes back to work and Issa say, y'all figure it out, I don't know. Per her story, I don't like the way Issa handled it. That's just per her story. And then the girl never told her why she didn't like her. Per her story, I would like to know why you didn't like me, but she also shut it down. I was like, oh, you're not going to tell me? Cool. I'm not going to sweat it. So I don't know.
Well, she said the girl asked, don't you want to know why? And she said no.
Oh, okay. Thank you. Thank you for correcting me.
No, you straight.
No, I'm just saying, like, the way she told it, it was like, why would I want to know why? Like, you don't like me. So
doesn't matter.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like, you don't want to, like, me. If you tell me you don't like me and then turn around and ask me, like, you don't want to know why I don't like you? Like, nigga, you a grown-ass man. Tell me why.
Yeah. You should have said, I don't like you.
I'm not about to beg
XYZ.
You to tell me why you don't like me. Fuck you.
That's very childish.
That's crazy.
I don't like you.
Hey, it just sounds crazy. But I see people still felt the same way you felt, Johnny. They felt like she played the victim. They felt like, you know, they still don't like her in Hollywood. So, but right. I didn't, I'm like James, I err on the side of James because I seen her on My Brother and Me, I seen her on this, and then I read all the stories saying she's a bad person, but this interview for me kind of made her look better.
I would like for her to start doing more interviews on other platforms or just having the opportunity, because I don't see her as a bad person. I actually listened to her podcast, Small Doses. I've listened to it for a while. And I still struggle sometimes taking her in. She is a
hard pill to swallow.
She's a lot of personality. And sometimes the things that she's saying, it comes with a lot of, you know, raw and grow behind it. And it's like, why is that necessary? Why do as smart as she is, she does not have to prove to me any further that she holds a doctorate of XYZ or that she's smart, that, like, I see that. I know that. I don't need any more of that to be presented. I don't need the cape to be on. I would like to see more of her. Like, I don't understand why she's kind of been, you know, thrown, you know, cast aside when it comes to Hollywood. I think she's a good actress.
She is with the Monique.
She's pretty good.
She is with the Monique.
I think she should have, yeah.
I'm hard to work with. They say I'm hard to work with.
I think she needs to, I would like to see more opportunity for her, not just to speak, but to act, to just be who she is.
And I think what Johnny is saying, I like that point you're giving. Because when Monique was on Club Shay Shay, I seen why she was hard to work with.
Yeah.
I heard why she was hard to work
yeah.
with. I just couldn't get that from a man. I didn't. Either she's so smart, she painted a picture to make her look so great, or Monique is just that bad of a human that even in telling your side, I'm like, damn, nigga, like, I don't want to work with you either personally. Just listening to you talk to Shannon, I don't want to, like, if I'm Shannon, I want to end this interview as soon as possible. Like, you're getting on my nerves. Damn. So it's like, you know.
I mean, she's definitely talented for sure. And I think that's why she gets a lot of opportunities.
Opportunities
that she does have. Because even she said she was working with Issa, she had a little side. I never seen it. She said she had a show, YouTube series with Issa. And she's been on Nickelodeon. She's been in a lot of places.
Yeah. So.
Published author. She got a lot going on.
Yeah, man. I would like to see her sit down with somebody that's like, I ain't gonna say not on her level, like not trying to try Shannon, but like somebody
try
a little bit,
man.
Somebody just a little bit,
dog, and now y'all got a problem with him.
Just somebody that just a little bit more profound. You know,
so
what
you
mean?
Want Barbara Walters
why
to pull
need,
up?
Why
yeah,
you,
give me
why
Barbara
do you from the need grave. Profound.
Barbara Walters dead.
I thought she was. Y'all told me that.
No, okay. No. Yeah,
she not.
Maybe like Gail
about
King
Diane
or something.
Let me double check.
But,
King, ew. 3,000 lashings.
But nah, I don't know, man. Maybe Dr. Umar. Dr. Umar would be a good
man.
Man,
that conversation's going nowhere. Yeah,
but Dr. Umar might fall in love with her.
No.
This is a strong sister.
He goes, once he finds out she got some white in her blood.
Well, first of all, Dr. Umar won't polygamy. I don't think she's going to be down with it.
I ain't know Dr. Umar was a freak
I
like that.
I think he is
a freak like that.
Okay.
I ain't even know that
he
man
might,
was
yeah,
a freak
no, he about
like
to be
that.
Kanye signed him to the porn.
Man, stop.
Stop.
It.
Stop. All right, man. I'm going to run through
Kong
these
consciousness,
news.
Nigga. Okay.
Run, you have something over there?
No.
I'm going to run through these new headlines real quick, man. So, airline refunds. The DOT, a.k.a. the Department of Transportation, announced it is rolling out new rules that will appear on airlines to automatically give cash refunds to passengers for canceled and significantly delayed flights. Now, under the new rules, any three-hour delays will require a refund in cash and 6 hours international. This includes tickets purchased from airlines and third parties, so you cannot accept any alternate transportation or travel credits to receive benefits. If you do, then you're not eligible for the refund. Also, cash refunds if your bags are lost. I thought that was a good one.
Damn, I should have got that shit.
And not delivered within 12 hours. Refunds must be issued within 7 days, and this is set to take place in about 6 months. All airlines must comply. So I thought this was good, man.
Shout out
to
Joe
the DOT.
Biden, bro.
Now, actually, Buttigieg.
Pete Buttigieg. Shout out to my nigga.
Biden still ain't did shit.
Now, what Biden did do this week is
he hired Buttigieg.
He signed that TikTok ban in the law. So the president has signed the TikTok ban into law. TikTok has 9 months to sell, an additional 3 months if they do reach a deal with somebody just to go through the legal work. Now, TikTok can't fight this in court, so it might not happen in a year. It might not happen in 2 years. It might not happen in 3 years.
They're going to fight that shit.
But TikTok, for the foreseeable future, is maybe leaving. I was going to say, if you are a creator out there and TikTok is your only platform or your main platform, you need to branch out.
That's bullshit.
I tell people all the time, get on all platforms and find your audience. So if you're on TikTok mainly, man, might be time to think about an exit strategy.
That shit bullshit to me.
Yeah, that's fucked up.
They just want to control the media, bro.
Watch.
No, for sure.
Watch my man buy it.
Because they don't got no problem with Facebook. And X and Google, because they make them come over to Capitol Hill every other month to have a meeting with them.
Right.
But with TikTok being owned by China.
Who they need to call is fucking AT&T.
Oh, AT&T, yeah.
Because why they done leaked all this data.
Data breaches like a motherfucking
right,
AT&T.
And no one is having conversations about it.
Nigga, I got a
Target
list.
Had one recently, too.
I got a list of passwords I got to update.
But you know what's crazy? Target, the last time they had one, and now that you say that, whatever they do, I automatically get, like, I just get a new card in the mail. Because Target kind of, like, raises the flag to your institution, financial institution, say, hey, we may have leaked XYZ. Yeah. And then it's up to
in front of it.
Yeah, the bank to do whatever. They're more proactive.
Shout out to Target.
AT&T is like, nah, you still owe us for this bill.
$5. We're going to give you $5 credit.
That's crazy. It's crazy.
Fuck AT&T. I don't fuck with AT&T. That's why I fuck with Spectrum. Shout out to my niggas at Spectrum. Man, shout out to Verizon.
You got the hookup?
Nah, I ain't got no hook. I mean, I do got
that. Like, okay.
That's that 7%. That 7%.
That nigga be lying, bro.
Bullshit. All
right, man.
Nah, I ain't got no hook.
If you ever snitch on somebody, dog, I'm going to roast you because you, the way you lie.
Just don't do it.
Should be studied, nigga.
Jennifer?
The lie test.
Oh, the polygraph.
Call your lawyer. All right. D, you got non-compete agreements?
Oh, yeah. So, recently, the FTC, or Federal Trade Commission, they issued a final rule banning non-competes nationwide. So, I know many of us in corporate are familiar with the document that you are required to sign, saying that you will not compete, you know, with what you do 9 to 5 by getting a side job or starting a business or doing whatever. Mm-hmm. But the final rule is... It anticipates to generate over 8,500 new businesses, raise worker wages, and long-term benefits will be lower healthcare costs and boost innovation. So it's almost like the economy has kind of gotten to a point, I don't want to say stagnant, but they use this approach to create dynamics in the type of businesses that we have and what people are capable of doing. So it's like, if you work at a bank, the non-compete that you have has essentially been null and void by the Federal Trade Commission, so that if you wanted to start a side job, then you don't risk really losing your job.
Yeah, that's what's
I think
up.
The institutions have to, they still have to come out, like corporations have to come out with some type of document or follow up or their own internal thing of how they're going to approach this or allow this. But yeah, this is actually pretty big. I wonder what's going to happen to people that, let's say, in the last 6 months lost their jobs for if it was found out that they had a side job or found out that they working part-time at a competitive company.
They fucked.
How does that work? They just screwed over.
Maybe they should sue, but as far as I see it, they just fucked.
Yeah, I'm going to say they fucked, too.
Ain't no retro dates.
You don't think so?
Johnny, you got the aid to Taiwan, Ukraine?
Oh, yeah, man. So we still giving out money to other countries.
It's a shame.
Along with the TikTok. Joe Biden was busy this week. So along with that TikTok ban, he signed in a bill into law that was sent aid to Israel, Ukraine, and Taiwan. So I think it was $93 million total.
What Taiwan going through?
Well, you know, Taiwan been at battle because I think China is trying to
get Taiwan back.
Yeah. Because I think Taiwan is technically British, owned by the British.
And they make most of our goods.
Yeah, but China is trying to get Taiwan back, saying that they supposed to be over Taiwan. And, yeah, like he's saying, they make a lot of our goods, so America's intervening. Like, hold up, we don't need China to control everything. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, so still giving out money, bruh. Give us a stimulus, god dang it.
I was listening to the Breakfast Club today. They're at... The AUC in Atlanta, I think they were supposed to be at Clark, but you got Morehouse there, Spelman there, they got everybody there. They was talking to the kids about who they was going to vote for, man, and I found it real interesting, that the surface level that these kids know politics, and just being around Johnny doing this politics segment for all these years, listening to, like, the reasons why things go on in government, it's like... The way that people see politics is like the biggest outcry from our community is they're not doing anything for us. They talked about this. They're sending money to aid. They banned the TikTok. They're doing these things, but they're not doing nothing for this particular community and young people. They're not giving money to HBCUs. They're not doing this. They're not doing that. And they want to felt like they've been heard. And it's sad to hear, because I hear you say,
Well, politics is played like this. These are the money players. They put the money in the politicians' pockets. The politicians scratch their back, pass laws for them. Their first priority. So when you start thinking about it, then you get the second priority. So if we didn't put no money in your pocket, where are we at on the priority list?
You at the bottom of the list. You just helped me win, pretty much.
Mm-hmm. And so when I listen to these kids, it's like, y'all got it. Y'all spot on. Like, they are coming to, like, he's giving a, if he, I think, what's the commencement speech? Is that when you win?
That's at the graduation, the main speaker at the graduation.
He's giving their commencement speech for the kids, Biden. And they kind of, like, don't want him to show up, like, because he's not doing his job. And it's crazy because they got it right. It's like, y'all not being heard, but I guess, what would you say to a group of people who don't feel heard? How do you go about being heard? If your vote essentially won't count if you don't vote Democrat or Republican, you can vote independent.
Yeah,
you but can the thing about voting West. Is you need a group of y'all to vote the same way. And so if this group is voting this way and this group is voting this way and sparingly few of y'all are just spraying votes out, they just you just throwing vote. Essentially, you're just throwing votes away.
Yeah.
So what do you tell a group of people who don't feel heard? How do you become? Is voting the way? Like how do you like?
I think
how
boots
do you
on the ground. I think like you got to get out there and show that you ain't being heard. Like you got to
protest.
Yeah, pretty much. Or even find your candidate, even though you the first time around. You might not get the votes, but if you making yourself be seen and saying this is who we going with, and you got to make them feel it.
Gotcha.
You got to make them feel it. You got to say, all right, you're not going to win Atlanta because all the kids here, we voting for Cornel West or we voting for Robert Kennedy. Mm. And then, you know, once they look at the numbers, they were like, hey, we lost Atlanta and we can't let this blow up, so we need to show something.
Yeah, okay. That's all I was
thinking
about.
Cobb County, whatever the county is in Atlanta.
That's all I could think about when they was talking. I was just like, damn.
He really can't. I mean, think about it. Like, the youth, even with the Vietnam, the youth was going crazy. Protesting hella the war in Vietnam back in the day. They, motherfuckers didn't care. They still went to Vietnam. They sent their asses over there.
Yeah. All right, man. What's new on TV, y'all? What's popping?
Let's see. What is new? I watched a show on Hulu. Can't remember the name of it. I think it's something about. It was about these girls that they killed this Indian girl. It was these girls Google. From a foster home. I'm gonna look Google. It up.
What Jennifer did, you told us that's on Netflix. That was real good. Baby Reindeer is okay right now.
I said I was gonna try to watch that. I keep hearing a bunch mixed about
reviews.
It. Yeah.
Yeah, it's okay right now.
Oh, it's called Under the Bridge. Under the Bridge. Check that out on Hulu. They got 3 episodes out right now. But yeah. It's about a group of girls. They start like they live in, I think it's Canada, and they start a gang. And they end up killing a girl. And now they're investigating the murder of the girl. But it's only 3 episodes in. But it's pretty good. I didn't got into the crime stuff lately.
That crime shit been hitting, man. Yeah. I just finished the Cynodon doc about the cult shit, too. I love anything about a cult. The Cynodon doc was pretty good. I'm done with that.
Do you watch the Mormon murders?
Yup, I'm done with that. That was horrible, man. That was so sad. They built a whole community in Mexico all them years for them people to be killed like that.
Right,
like,
right.
That shit was sad.
Just a routine birthday trip.
Yeah, man. That was sad, man. Rest in peace to those people who lost their lives. Tune in to Jerrod Carmichael again, man. I know I've been keeping this a secret on this show.
Shout out to my nigga.
I've been in the closet Jerrod. About this show, man.
Yeah, definitely. Literally.
Bro, been stop, in the closet, it, stop it.
So, episode 4, man. I sent y'all an article to read. Even if you didn't watch it, I thought that was a good think piece on what happened in this episode. But in this episode, Jerrod called his father to go on a trip to Dillon, South Carolina, where his dad is.
Oh, it must be a
Amber Alert.
Amber Alert.
All right, Amber. Nissan.
Just Ultima. Hit the side button and silence it.
But let's
go get that nigga.
Is that me?
No.
Oh, okay.
But nah, he asked his dad he wanted to go to Dillon, South Carolina. That's where his dad was from. His dad was apprehensive about going, but eventually he decides to go. On the trip down there, Jerrod Carmichael was trying to talk about being gay to his, what, 60-year-old father?
Definitely old Southern, old Southern man.
He know now or he don't know?
His family knows. He came out. Yeah, they been known. Because the comedy special where he comes out, he is telling you about how he came out to the family or whatever. And so, did that fuck up the cameras? Okay. But on the ride down there, he's trying to talk to his dad about being gay. And you kind of tell his camera's around. So his dad ain't comfortable. And then on top of that, you're forcing this conversation about your sexuality on your pops. And I understand that's who you are now, but that's like me forcing my mom to talk about my new girlfriend. Like, if that ain't the topic of conversation, I'm not really trying to bring that up. So his dad, he asks his dad, "You want to see a picture of my boyfriend?" He's like, "Sure, I'll look at a picture." Why are you going through your phone finding the pictures of your boyfriend in his drawers to show your dad?
Right, trying to trick
him. Like, he was trying to troll his dad. That was the part that I did not like about it. Because it was like, that's not cool, bro. Like, under any circumstances, even if that was my girlfriend and she was in her drawers, I'm not showing that to my father.
Like, yeah, that's fucked up.
It's my father. Like, where's the respect level for your father? Like, I get it. You trying to be funny, man, but chill out. There was a lot of clips of his dad when he was younger and him when he was younger. His dad used to be a big, buff, beefy dude, man. It seemed like a good father. But I think the episode came to a head where he wanted to talk about his dad's infidelity at the end. Because it had been bothering him. And he wanted to get to the root of some shit. And his dad didn't want to talk about that shit.
Especially on camera.
Yes.
See, that was the main
part. But I think we talked about that when we were talking about Clay's dad. How older generations, they're not about to have those conversations with cameras around. And so I tried to watch. I didn't finish that episode, but I did try to watch it once you suggested it. And I think the trolling for me was just a bit much.
It was a bit much.
It was just a bit much. Like, it's like you're trolling him knowing you're going to get a negative response. Mm-hmm. And then you turn around and be like, "See, I told you my dad don't support me." It's like, but you know what you're doing.
Yeah.
And that's not cool. Like, it's just not cool.
Yeah, you manipulated the situation.
Mm-hmm.
Motherfucker.
Yeah, I didn't like I didn't like that, but I did like some of the things he said to his dad about, you know, you made the cheating public when you cheated. Mm-hmm. I thought that was a good point that he brought up. Do I like the fashion of it? No, but I also have, I think you got to hear people when people say, "This is my way of communicating." I get it. You're a comedian, you're an artist. If this is your way of communicating, fine. You know, it's weird to me. But if this your way of communicating, he even said in an interview, "Hey, this is how I communicate. This is how I get my shit out. I need cameras. I need this. This shit make me feel comfortable to be able to get it out."
Yeah, but you just come off a certain way when you do it that way. Especially with an old, you trying to talk to an old Southern black man who probably never going to change his ways at this point in his life.
Oh, no.
And I don't know. I don't know where I found this out at or learned this at, but I've always been told that if you want to talk to somebody so that they're receptive, then you have to kind of meet them in the way that they communicate. But if you just want to tell them, just to tell them, and you don't care if they understand what you're saying, go ahead and just say it how you want to say it. But if you really want to have a real conversation, you do have to kind of meet somebody at a place where they're going to be receptive to what you're telling them.
I agree with that. Like, when I sat with it, it was like I got caught up in the things he was saying. You know what I'm saying? Because who the fuck don't want to yell at their father if they've been mad at him? You know what I'm saying? Like, mm-hmm. Who don't want to get that shit off their chest? But once he got off his chest and I slept on it and I read the article and then I thought about it some more, I agree with you, Johnny. Like, if you really want answers, you got to meet him where he's at.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It's not that I don't think he would even talk to him. I think you have to meet him where he was at. I also think he's old enough to not play these camera games.
Yeah.
Like, he seen them cameras and he was answering everything the right way. He did everything the way anybody would do it in this climate. Because if you cut those cameras off and you show me a picture of your homeboy in his drawers, we gonna talk.
Yeah, like, come on, dog. What the fuck?
We got to fight.
What the fuck, son?
Yeah, that's the first thing gonna come out your mouth.
I don't like white people like that. Nigga, you gonna show me a white gay man? Come on, now.
Come on, nigga. Tripping. So I think his dad, you know, now that I look back on it, man, and heard some other input, man, I think I just got so wrapped up in him getting that shit off his chest, and that felt good to see and hear. But yeah, meet that old man where he's at, and you might get your answers. You might get your, you know, to meet your brothers like and sisters. Yeah,
do you really want to know, or do you just want to tell your dad off?
And make content out of it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, you just want to make content out of it.
That's what it looks like to me.
No, I'm on y'all side, man. I'm on y'all side.
Which it sucks, too, because that's an important conversation, especially a lot of guys had the experience that their father was kind of out in these streets.
Yeah.
And that would have been a good conversation to have if the dad could have talked back.
Yeah.
Yeah,
it would have been a good conversation.
Even with the Clay situation, I felt like that could have went another way too. That conversation,
had they presented it before the cameras were there, to be like, I would love to have this dialogue between us, maybe to figure out what you're comfortable with sharing.
Yeah,
because it will curate conversations that need to be had within our community. But he didn't do it that way.
Nope. Nah, he did it his way, and his way didn't get any answers. so yeah, man. But I do want to. I would like to talk to like a panel of black men with other families and be like, what the fuck was going on, my dog?
Yeah.
Like,
that would be a crazy panel to have.
Like, financially, that's a lot.
Yeah.
I got my kids over here, I got my other kids over here, and then I'm taking care of two households. And then can the other woman that you don't really fuck with like that get a nigga?
They probably try. Like, until they tell them their situation, I'm out. Yeah. I'm out on you.
Yo, man. X-Men 97, man.
Yes.
Hell of an episode, bro.
Yeah.
Hell of an episode.
Right. I think my nigga Scott about to be out, bro.
Fast forward 5 minutes ahead if you don't want to hear this.
You think he about to quit?
Yeah, I think he's going to take a break from the X-Men.
He did get slapped up like a bitch.
Scott Summers has been stressed out this whole season.
Man.
And him finding out who his son is now, being Cable, I think he's just going to have to take a mental health day.
And why Cable act like he ain't really fuck with him like that?
Because
like,
he don't.
Probably don't like him
that
for some reason.
That nigga left that nigga.
He ain't leave him. He sent him in a feature with Bishop to get healed.
He also walked out the room and he said, I can't be a part of this.
Yeah, he didn't send him out.
Yeah.
How nigga. You remember that, though? You was a baby.
He probably don't, but who knows? And he probably have been back in time so many times. He probably
he watched
that situation.
Shit and was like, man, that's some cool shit.
It's probably a reason, but he loved his mom. You can still tell he liked his mom when he saw his mom that time, the episode, two episodes ago.
Gene, not his mom. No,
yeah, no. The real mom. No,
Madeline Pryor.
Yeah.
Hey, yo, Rogue did her thing, man. I think the internet was going crazy because Captain America made an appearance.
That bullshit ass cameo.
I thought it was a bullshit
ass
cameo.
That nigga definitely made a bullshit ass cameo.
Yeah, like, what was the point?
But if we could get the X-Men Marvel, like, universe in cartoon form, and y'all can just release episodes year-round, I prefer that over the movies right now.
At this
movies
point,
is not hit.
Yeah. Josh sent me something that they're doing. They're supposed to be doing X-Men versus Avengers, but I can't tell if it's going to be like an animated thing or if it's going to be in real life.
Yeah, whoever writing that shit, just, I don't care.
Yeah,
just,
those are good writers. X-Men 97 are good writers.
Kevin?
The guy who wrote it.
That wrote X-Men 97?
Yeah.
Oh, for real?
Or produced it.
When they fired him?
Before it
back
even
in
came
the day?
Out.
Oh.
Oh, so after it was in post-production, he got fired.
Bruh had finished it, and then like it was coming out, and then they fired him.
Did they hire him back?
They ain't even let that man come to the preview.
Damn, Feige fired him?
Back?
Yeah.
Damn, Feige.
That was this big-ass thing back before it came on. Nah, they ain't hire him back.
So,
but this shit's so good, they might as well.
This shit about to fall off. They need him.
They have woke writers writing the next season.
Yeah.
Yo, I heard they finished the next season already.
Oh, they already done?
Yeah, I think the third season is the one that they're working on
I
now.
I wonder where he went.
Yeah, he's probably over.
No,
it.
Get him back.
He probably got
to get him back.
He probably can't do nothing.
It's banned. We don't care no more.
Even the last episode that I did not like, I got to the end fine because I realized, I was like, I ain't watched the end of this.
Yeah.
And I seen the Gambit scene and I seen like the wrap up. I was like, oh, shit.
Who is the guy that's over Sinister, though?
What you mean?
Yeah, who's controlling Sinister? Yeah, who is the other guy?
The dude had Magneto tied up.
Remember?
He ain't over Sinister.
Yeah, he is telling them what to
they
do.
They technically working together.
Oh,
well, but
Cable made it seem like he was over Sinister.
That's Bastion.
Bastion. I'm not familiar with him.
So Bastion is pretty much Master Mold and what's the other Sentinel name? Nimrod merged together.
Nimrod. Oh, okay.
In human form?
Nah, hold up. See, hold up. What had happened was them niggas merged together
and you know, what's the shit called? Master Mode. All that shit does is make signals. Mm-hmm. But like when they merged together, like it became like this crazy thing that they couldn't beat. So they had to invoke the Sage Perilous. And that shit come from
I hope they don't put this on the show.
The Shi'ar. It already don't happen. That's why he's here.
A lot of shit James
when he went into the Sage Perilous or whatever that shit is, when you get locked in that realm, pretty much what it does is like it's supposed to be like a living realm. So if you're a robot and you get sent there, you get turned into a human.
Oh. Okay.
So he's pretty much a living robot.
Oh.
And the nigga can do like all the shit.
They
gonna
have to give us the background then.
A lot of shit. I watched the wrap up before the last episode. A lot of shit you was describing was in that wrap up. I just missed a lot of it.
Yeah, man. But when he came up out of that, he done came back into the real plane, and now that's why you see him as he is now. But he pretty much a robot. That's a human. Hold on.
Did we see Doctor Doom? Did I see that right? Did y'all see that?
When you see Doctor Doom?
Was it the episode before last when the thing happened with Professor X and he started seeing all these dark creatures and one of them was like Dr. Doom? Did y'all see that?
Oh, That wasn't Dr. Doom. Nah, okay. It was like a skeleton or something.
Yeah, it looked like Dr. Doom.
It was Gambit at first and then it got like wiped out, but they didn't say nothing about Dr. Doom.
I hope they bring my nigga Gambit back some type of way. He's coming back. They put him in the ground.
I think time travel is going to play a part.
I think y'all forgetting a vital part of Cable's appearance. Anytime you see Cable, you're going to see one other character too, even though you ain't seen him yet.
Bishop?
Cable. No, Apocalypse.
Oh.
Apocalypse is like Cable's, like, I guess, antagonist. They always been at each other's necks. Like, anytime he go back, it's to stop Apocalypse from doing some shit. So somehow Apocalypse is wrapped up in this shit too. Even though he a mutant his damn self.
First mutant, right?
First mutant.
First one.
Okay, interesting. Well, we'll see, man. We'll see. Three more episodes left in this season.
Yeah, man. Yeah. This shit crazy.
Did y'all want to talk about Unlocked?
We can. I saw it did go a little viral this week. Unlocked was the prison experiment. Was it in Mississippi, Alabama? Arkansas. It's a show on Netflix. What they pretty much do is an experiment where they let a certain section of the prison, basically, they have free reign to live in their area with no security guards in there with them, no lockdown, so that the doors are open. And the experiment is to see if they could run their own society or community in there without fighting, without killing each other. Everybody getting fed. And
how they doing, dog?
They ended up doing pretty good. There was some bumps in the road. But one thing I can learn from the experiment is it's always got to be a leader.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
No matter what you do in life, it's always got to be a leader.
Oh, yeah.
And I saw they had a leader at first. And just like every society, people going to be like, oh, why he got to lead? Why he got to lead? So when he stepped back, shit started to go left.
Shit went way left.
Yeah. And
somebody got stabbed up.
They were doing drugs, right? They kept making them prison drugs.
They got caught doing drugs and making, like, what's that, prison alcohol?
Hooch.
Yeah. There you go.
Yeah.
Prison drug?
Yeah.
So they were, like, doing a bunch of stuff.
It was crazy. They were, like, roll up. They would soak paper in coffee.
Coffee, yeah.
And then dry it out, roll that up, and smoke that.
So, like, it was like a coffee cig.
Yeah.
And then they brought the new people in because once they started doing good. Another part was that I thought that was decent. They allowed the telephones. They didn't have to pay for phone calls.
Oh, sure.
So they opened it up. So that kind of helped with morale. That helped them understand, like, if as long as they do good, they get these, you know, benefits. I think they also increased the amount of visitations that they could have.
Mm-hmm.
And so it was all good until they brought the new guys on because, like, that's a part of rehabilitation, knowing that you're going to be around new people.
Mm.
So they brought in some new guys, and that one dude,
he was cheating in the
card game.
Oh, okay. One of them gambling games.
He got caught cheating, and so there was a guy who already had an issue with him because they, you know, he was an OG from a different set or whatever, whatever.
OG.
Crit versus Blood.
So they said, we're going to fight. And so they went into the room to fight. But while there is not an officer in the block, they are still monitoring on the camera. So an officer came in and said, you know, what are y'all doing? So the guy was like, oh, no, I fell off my bed. That's the go-to response. I think there was a fight in the beginning of the series, and the guy was like, oh, I fell off my bed. That's always what they're going to say. So then she left, and the new guy was like, okay, let's finish this. So they go into a cell, but it was supposed to be one-on-one. But what happened was the opposing gang members jumped this older gentleman, and they messed him up.
Damn
and it. So now they go in to get him, and they're like, okay, he can't lie and say, I fell off my bed. Because at this point in time, he's...
ribs broken.
Yeah, he had a hard time breathing. Like, he had to be honest. Like, oh, something happened.
I fell off my bed.
So, yeah, it's like that situation. I honestly thought they were going to lock the doors back after that one. They ended up just moving the guys that were responsible. They took them off the block. So then they go... Once they take you off, you go back to a normal, you know, prison routine. So he just pretty much lost privileges. He went back.
Damn.
But it was interesting. I think
prison life is kind of scary.
Man,
bro, what are you cheating for? Some extra commissary, nigga.
I know, right? I did
some pack of oodles and noodles.
Okay, so yeah, because that's money in there. Like the commissary is money. So Randy, who was the leader?
Shout out to my nigga Randy,
that,
bro.
That
the nigga
man,
that was doing everybody hair?
He did hair. Yeah. He washed clothes.
He handed out the food.
He was responsible for making sure everybody got food. Mm-hmm. And so the weird part was, which I thought was interesting, there's a young group, there's an older group, and then you have those in the middle. They have juveniles on this block also, which by law they are required to get 3 meals a day. So that was another issue that came about because since he, you know, when he stepped back, when everyone started questioning him, he stepped back and the juvenile didn't get food, which is a legal issue. So that's what kind of raised the question, like, okay, what y'all got going on? But it's overall, it's an interesting documentary.
Yeah, Randall gonna be on Love at the Lockup. I can see it.
Oh, man, yeah. They,
I bet everybody calling Randall now.
It's people that want to know who he is and what he about. I did look up some of these gentlemen. What's his name? Tiny got out.
Hold up, was that the one that said he been stabbing motherfuckers since he was 14?
He's out.
Why they let that nigga out?
Well, he served his time.
That nigga been stabbing motherfuckers since June 14.
He's like, when I was 14, I stabbed somebody. 14. And he said I ain't stopped stabbing the motherfuckers since.
Man,
he's out. He's out.
Let this lunatic out.
The one guy that was making the hooch or whatever.
Oh, yeah.
Keep the tattoo artist.
Yeah, the
meth head.
Artist.
That's the dude that was the meth head, right? On the outside, the meth head.
He was doing everybody tattoos in prison.
I think
too.
He got moved to another prison. His friend, the guy that was like kind of wild or whatever,
the other white boy that was crazy.
Yeah, they was wild. All right.
Yeah. So it was overall a pretty much.
Yeah, go watch it. Go watch it.
It's on Netflix. Johnny, man, you got our NFL draft.
Yeah, man, I could go over to
want to know who the Panthers. Nah, fuck
man,
it.
Panthers ain't got. They got old buddy from South Carolina. Nobody care about them damn Panthers, man. Hurry sorry up. Ass team, man.
Hurry up.
Caleb Williams was the first pick. Everybody knew that was coming.
Yep.
Then Jayden Davis was the second pick. He won the Heisman last year. Caleb Williams won the year before.
Cool.
It was 5 quarterbacks picked in the first.
Where'd Drake May go?
Drake May went to the Patriots. He was the third pick.
Who we get?
Some dude from South Carolina, bro. I honestly don't know. We picked last. We traded.
Xavier.
We traded. Legit. Yeah, from South Carolina, Gamecocks. But we traded. We had the 33rd pick, I think, and we traded to get the 32nd pick. Why? I have no fucking idea.
It's Charlotte.
We still would have got the dude. The Bills wasn't going to get him. Mm. We traded with the Bills. We gave him a 5th-round pick. I don't know, man. Fuck the Panthers, dude. They letting me down, bro. We got to bring Jerry Jones. I mean, Jerry Jones. Jerry Richardson back.
From the dead?
Yeah, we'll take him. Clone. I know you got a clone. All rich people got a clone.
Man, what's going on in the NBA playoffs right now? Where we at? How we looking?
Boy, the Lakers about to take that L.
Yeah, Lakers looking like they're going to be the first sweep.
LeBron going to Cancun.
Let me see. Shit. Timberwolves and Suns is...
I thought they was 2-0.
Yeah, they might. They play tonight. So that could be 3-0 tonight.
Okay. Keep it real. I think LeBron getting ready for the Olympics.
I mean, that's, he ain't got no choice.
Yeah, he like, fuck it. Everybody, if you think about it, everybody in the Olympics is damn near out the playoffs.
Pretty much, besides Ant-Man.
I think the Clippers have been a pleasant surprise. They didn't have the greatest consistent season.
Right. Kawhi came back and they lost, though.
Yeah,
they shouldn't have started Kawhi.
So is it 2-0 Dallas?
They play a night. They play tonight too. I don't know who won, but it's it's 1-1. Tonight's the first game in Dallas. Celtics got upset by the Heat. They lucky Jimmy Butler not playing.
I love the Heat. I love it. Because
that could be a different series. But right now it's 1-1.
The Heat and the Knicks. Knicks 2-0, right?
Knicks is 2-1.
2-1, 2-1.
And B dropped 50 on them. Orlando is. And the Cavs is 2-1. Cavs is 2-1.
Cavs.
It ain't giving nobody. I forget that series even around. They don't put that on TV at all.
It's because Orlando. It's like, why is Orlando in this? They were good. I know that.
That's the 4-5 like, matchup, which is crazy.
Because Cleveland is really good.
Like, yeah.
They really are good.
And then Milwaukee's like down 2-1 to Indiana right now.
Ooh. You say they're down 2-1?
Yeah.
Ooh. Yeah. So Indiana is good.
Indiana is good, but Giannis not playing. Middleton banged up.
Okay. I was about to say.
It's really Dame Lillard. Like, Middleton went off tonight, though, but Dame Lillard and Bobby Portis really holding it down, though.
Okay.
When Giannis supposed to come back?
They don't know. He probably going to have to force himself back now that they're down.
That's right, ugly, dude.
Right. Oh, and then OKC is up. They about to sweep the Pelicans.
Y'all think OKC ain't going to make it to the finals? Y'all think they that good?
I think the Nuggets win the West again.
Okay. But they'll
think so?
You think OKC at least could get that matchup in the end?
That could be because OKC would play the winner of the Clippers and Dallas, and the Nuggets will play the winner of the Suns and the Timberwolves next round.
Dude, does
that's gonna be a, the Timberwolves Nuggets will be a good matchup.
Does that veteran shit play in with the Clippers? Let's say they get out of this round and then go to OKC. Do the vets beat them?
I think it'd be a good series.
Okay.
OKC is just really good. They fuck around and beat you by 30.
Yes.
And you don't know why. You don't know why you lost by 30.
I mean, they kind of deep, though, if you think about
it. They're real deep. They play team basketball.
Yeah.
The SGA.
Jalen Williams be going off.
Yeah, and then they shoot really well. Yeah, man. It's a good team.
Mid-range and three-point.
But they young.
What's my guy name? He's a center.
Chet Holmgren?
Not Chet.
Not Chet. The other guy.
Dark-skinned braids.
He got dreads.
Yeah.
Bruh be shooting threes.
He won me some money on Prize Pick. I know exactly who you're talking about.
Bruh be shooting threes.
Parlay top. Out of nowhere.
He hit a couple big threes.
Shoot to my nigga Ryan Garcia, too, bruh.
Who we got out the East? Oh, you want to go into the fight?
Oh, we can't. Oh, out the East? We'll start. Well, I'll go a bit later. The East? I still think Boston could win. They just got to get over the Heat. I think everybody else they can run through. But sometimes niggas just got your number.
When Butler coming back?
They don't know yet. Hopefully soon. I think it's his ankle.
Man.
Oh, he'll be back from that. His ankle.
But with them winning, who knows? But, yeah, I think the Celtics can get past the Heat. I think the Heat just got the Celtics number. They didn't eliminate them the last 2 years in a row.
Yep.
Fight talk.
Ryan Garcia beat Devin Haney, man. I'm so disappointed in Devin Haney. But also, I'm disappointed in myself because I thought Tank beat the shit out of Ryan Garcia. So I thought Ryan Garcia was just not on that level of elite fighters.
Shit.
But he up there. He up there for real. Devin Haney, he'll get his lick back. He's just going to have to fight somebody else.
Boy, he had Devin Haney looking drunk as hell.
Left hook, man.
He had Devin Haney.
How many
Haney.
Rounds did it go, y'all?
It went the full fight, but he knocked him down so many times.
He knocked him down
the ref
could have
called
times.
It a couple times. And sometimes the ref, he got knocked down 2 times, and the ref was like, he tripped. Like, nah, that nigga got hit.
Yeah, he got hit.
The ref was trying to give him some hope.
That nigga looked like he had a mouthful of annihilators.
But it was like Ryan won the first round, and then like Devin won 2 through 6, and then after that, Ryan went crazy and just kept dropping him.
Man, kept dropping him.
But, yeah, Tank fight later this year. But the thing is, Tank's staying at 135. That fight was at 140. So I don't know if we'll ever see Tank versus Garcia again because Garcia is hard to cut that weight to 135.
Yeah, that's very, very, very light.
Right.
Man,
for a man, anyway.
Yeah. Because if anything, Ryan Garcia might go up to 147 with Terrence Crawford and them.
Yeah, them niggas got a lot of muscle on them, man.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure they walk around 150.
probably got him. That.
Yeah, 160.
Yeah, probably 160, 165.
I got to give it to Ryan Garcia, man. He got my respect, bro. I was actually rooting for Devin Haney.
I think we all were. I think he was a plus 400 or something like that.
Mm-hmm. Damn, for real?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Whoo, you made money on that. Jesus. Plus 400. If you put up.
Yeah, if you put your 400%? Money on Garcia, I bet all the Mexicans put their money on Garcia. 400%? Shout out to all my Mexican brothers and sisters.
On whatever you bet?
Damn.
That ain't bad at all.
Yeah.
That's a good come up for the night.
That's what I was saying. He wasn't supposed to win.
Yeah, he was not supposed
to win. And everybody thought
he
was a crackhead because he was acting so crazy.
Now, they said that was to sell the fight. They said, now that you look back on it, they said, I think he did all that shit to sell the fight.
Yeah, he had to, man, because people thought he was out his fucking mind.
Mm. Yeah, he
told the one dude that he was gonna fuck his mom or some shit. The nigga was wildin', bro. Yo. He said he was dating Kylie Jenner.
Plus 400 is crazy. 4,000. You put 40,000 on that boy. You looking good. Did he bet on himself? Didn't he bet on himself?
I hope he did.
Yeah, they say he bet on himself and he made 12 million.
Yeah, I bet he did. So, yeah, he had to give up 600,000 for missing weight.
I'm good with that.
Yeah. I bet on myself and made 12. I'm good with giving up some.
Yeah, I'm straight with that.
But Haney still got the belt though, because of the weight difference, he couldn't win the belt.
Oh,
yeah. When you miss weight, you can't win the belt.
Oh, I'm not good with that.
But do it matter? You just whooped the nigga ass.
Yeah, he didn't plan on going up in weight anyway. Like, he wasn't going to keep that belt.
So you just whooped his ass for nothing.
Yeah, just whooped his ass. Whooped his ass. Oh, you made some money though.
I mean, it's clout.
You made money to fight though. You still got paid.
Whatever
fight
you do next, you're going to make more money. Too,
but I still ain't got no
belt. You always had the numbers for the fight. How much did he make?
I didn't even pull the numbers for this one.
Okay.
I know they said Haney made like 35 mil.
And he lost, right?
That's probably possible. Yeah. He might have made 35 because he was the A fighter.
Do the winner get more? So he just got less.
They do A side, B side. So no matter you lose or win, if you A side, you get the most of the purse.
Mm. Well, damn.
Yeah.
Get that ass whipped.
All right, man. I do want to shout out Reggie Bush, man. He got his Heisman back.
That's what's up, man. I was looking at the Heisman people. I'm like, now why? Out of all Johnny Manziel up there, he ain't never get his shit taken. OJ never got his shit taken.
Rest in peace, my nigga OJ.
What's the other nigga? Oh, Mayfield straight. Mayfield was never a problem.
Yeah. Y'all got videos for me?
Actually, I didn't have one. I thought I had one, but it was too long.
Yeah, you took my video.
It was the girl saying that she got catfished, that the dude made her pay because she catfished him.
Oh, did you send it?
Nah, because it was just two. It's two parts.
Okay. Did you have a video? Anybody had a video?
While you looking that up, did you want to ask, play the, what you call it, Steven Jackson?
I guess I will, and then take us out of here.
All right, let's do it. Let's hear my
Gayle King's supposed to be somebody that's big.
Hold on.
I'm happy for you guys, Coach Say. I'm so happy. The game was such a good game. It was so close at times. And in the end, you guys pulled it out. But was there ever a point during the game when you were worried? Because I got worried. We were all cheering for Iowa, of course, and Caitlin Clark. But for so many people, you've got their hearts. Was there ever a point where you were worried during the game?
So, Gayle King's supposed to be somebody that's big in the journalism space. And I don't consider her black media. Y'all give her all these passes because she fuck with she's a Oprah friend. I don't give a fuck who friend she is. I don't do nothing for nobody. But you cannot demean Dawn Staley like that. You talking to her about winning the championship, about going undefeated, and you have the nerve to get on there and say, "Well, we was rooting for Caitlin Clark, and you broke everybody's hearts." Who is we? Who is we? All the black people I know was rooting for Dawn Staley. We all fans of Caitlin Clark, but the way you put it, that shit was trash. Yeah, I'm glad it's a new day in the media space. You know what I'm saying? Because you say you so intelligent, you don't even say stuff like that to somebody on the interview. You just demeaned her and made it about Caitlin Clark.
Oh shit. Y'all agree?
That's watch out now, chat.
I can see where he's coming from. I don't know if she. I mean, nothing wrong with saying, "Hey, I didn't think you was going to win. Or I didn't want you to win. I was rooting." And I think she was just saying basically America was going for her.
Yeah, I thought that's what she was trying to say, too. I thought he went a little too hard. But, I mean, yeah, I don't know.
It's been a lot of talk about Caitlin Clark and less talk about the South Carolina Gamecocks, but that's just how it goes. That you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Look at Tim Tebow. That, well, I don't know if y'all remember that, but Tim Tebow was bigger than their college football
than the
at the time.
Yeah, he was bigger than the Gators. It was about Tim Tebow. All right, this your video?
Yeah. All right. You want me to introduce it?
Yeah, please.
All right, so, you know, Liquor House Music has been taking an upswing. Mm-hmm. And my boy Lenny Williams got a nice song for y'all. It's called "She Took My Draws." I can't even explain. I'm gonna let Lenny talk to y'all.
Man. Let's hear how.
Oh, yes, she was. She texted me a picture on my telephone. She took my draws. Said she gonna put it on TikTok and get 1 million views. She took my draws. The girl is threatening me, y'all, to put it on the evening news. She took my draws. She say she loved me. She said. She said she cared. She took my drawers. Why in the hell did she take my underwear? Here's another thing. Girl, we got
this shit is stupid.
I fuck with Lenny, bro.
I feel you.
Shout out to Lenny.
What's the my nigga that died? Bro. Bushwick Bill or whatever? Hell to the now.
Yeah.
What was his name?
That nigga died?
Bushwick Bill. Bushwick Bill is. Damn.
The little person. Mark that.
Damn, I can't say.
No.
That's bullshit. But I can say bitches and hoes.
Well, you kind of can't really
that's
say
that's
bitches.
7%.
You know say that either.
We got a bitch count at 5. Okay. That was 2 of them. Other than that, man, it's been episode 301. Thanks for joining us today on this Monday. You could have been anywhere in the world, but you were here with us. All streaming platforms, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, iHeartRadio, SoundCloud, YouTube. Final thoughts?
Brandon. It was straight.
See?
Come on, seriously, man.
We didn't even pull up Brandon Ingram girlfriend on here.
So
Brandon Ingram small girl was kind of straight.
Man, this extra 5 minutes on my night. Thank you.
And who you
fuckers.
I was going to say, I did not catch up, but if you haven't, listeners, watch BMF. I need to catch up myself.
Okay, yeah, I'm caught up. See what's going on with Meech and Terry. I think that was the season finale.
No, I got one more episode.
Oh, okay. Yeah,
shout out Rogue for whooping some ass on 97.
Yeah. Salute to all the young men that just became millionaires in the draft. Actually, this is the first NIL era, so these guys are already coming in the league with money.
Oh, yeah, they already got
it. Except for that, what's that, the 7th round, 6th round? How many rounds they got? Yeah. They got a lot of rounds. A lot of you niggas ain't making no money.
Did y'all see the very end, the end credit scene of 97?
Mm-mm. I didn't even know they had one.
Oh, you ain't see that part? Bastion had.
We done, nigga.
Oh, okay. Yeah, the Magneto scene. Yeah.
Oh, that's what we talked about.
Oh, yeah.
He asked you who the nigga was.
He shaved that nigga. That was Magneto.
No, all right, man. Okay. All right, thank y'all for joining us on this Saturday, Monday. Damn, I got shit fucked up. Thank y'all for joining us on this Monday, man. I'm signing off for D. I'm signing off for James. I'm signing off for Jukebox Johnny, man. Listen, I want you guys out there to love the life you live and the people in it. Find the positive in every situation and live in the moment because this life is not forever. I'm Jumpman Jones. We're going to talk to y'all on the next ride, man.
Everything about money is funny, ain't no fun in rap. Labels just perpetuating death, you need a gun to rap. Spoil bings, no core springs, you need a gun to trap. No team effort or dream catchers, niggas cause dud us back. All that plug talk make guns fall, they gotta plug us back.
Daddy, are you on the radio?
Probably.